Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live on The Smith Express Show. Crazy day, you feel me? I got one of the dopest, one of the hottest artists coming from the South, coming from the MIA. Yo, you feel me?
Yo.
On me, hey. You already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? My partner, Curly J, what's good, my dude?
What's going on, my boy Unique? Y'all haven't tuned to the Express.
Yo, what's the word?
Honestly, to be real, if you ain't here in Miami, letting the sun hit you, you know, your skin, you put the hair doing it right. You gotta come out here. You gotta live it. You know.
On me, hey. You know what I mean? Like, bro, we've been knowing each other for a minute now. Definitely an honor to have you on the show, bro.
That's, you know, it's a blessing to be on here, and it's long overdue. On top of that.
On me, very well, very well. You feel me? So look, hey, look. Let's get straight into it. You know what I'm saying? You've been doing this music thing for a minute, dropping hit after hit, album after album, mixtape after mixtape. You know what I mean? Well, what's your inspiration? You know what I'm saying? Where did it all start?
My biggest inspiration was definitely from really not having shit. Coming from, you know, a rough neighborhood. I think all me and my boys, we used to hang out. And I mean, as young, like as 8 years old, 9 years old, we used to just hang out and kind of like make ends meet. You know, we was always out on the street, wanted to go to the corner store. So we was always doing some, you know, not negative, but shit we wasn't supposed to be doing. And I really wanted to do something different to show everybody, like, you know, we don't need to be on this path. So since I was young, hold on, let this plane pass by.
All right.
So yeah, pretty much, you know, wanted everyone to be focused and see a higher self in each other. And even when I was as young as 11 years old, that's been my motivation. And I didn't do music at 11. You know, I was, if it had to be, you know, I'm not for the state, you know, trying to just, let's just say, you know, we had to rob and we had to do something. Those are the little things that, like, I don't want to say they were negative, but we thought would make a positive impact between us. And, you know, at a younger age, I said, we got to do something different. And from that moment, I saw that I could change people's lives. I couldn't change people's lives. And from there, it all took off.
That's what's up. So, like, as far as artist-wise, who is your main inspiration? Is there any artist you look up to or admire?
Yeah, of course. And, I mean, in this kind of day, it's all by generation now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have very, very multiple influences, but my main influence would have to be Lil Wayne, for sure. You know, the way I do my wordplay and the way I like to execute, the way I rap and write my verses down, I would have to say Wayne is my biggest inspiration.
That's dope, because, hey, your return game, when, you know what I'm saying, when the collabs between us, bro, was crazy. Like, I'll send you a track, you'll have it back in like 30, 40 minutes. I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? For real.
You know, when artists say, oh, like, I'm in the studio, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You know, a lot of people can tell me that they do this and do that. But when you do things like that, like you said, have a turnaround time and a reckless amount of, like, you know, a reckless turnaround time, that's what makes people say, damn, he about what he doing. Like, he know what he talking about, and he executing correctly.
Hell yeah, G. I definitely salute you. You hella talented, for real.
appreciate that. You already know, man. Especially, you know, the growth from, you know, you were one of the many first people who believed in me, man. Like, you know, I'm going to be honest. I was young at the time. I think I was 15 or 14 when I met you. And I just started, like, putting records together. And I'm not going to lie to you, Chris. I thought, like, you know, you was one of those spam niggas. Like, oh, I just fuck with your shit. But you stuck around, dog.
Oh, really?
You saw the growth.
On me, G, like, you know what I mean? Like, your grind is crazy, bro. And like I said, especially coming from where you come from in Miami, not saying Miami not talented, but it's rare, you know what I mean, to be on the grind and the lane you was in, you feel me? Like, that's rare as fuck. Because, like, when people hear your style, you hear the Miami, but you hear the international type shit, too, where your music don't just relate to Miami, you feel me? And that's another reason why I rocked with you.
And that's a great thing because, you know, I don't ever try to focus on, oh, what is going to be out? Like, what am I going to do to get viewers outside of the city? I just be spitting from the heart, you know. It just comes from having that rugged mentality living here in Miami. And hopefully, you know, I believe that, like, just like how you just explained to me, I believe that it will connect with other people and elsewhere, you know, because we all come from rugged, you know, beginnings and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. So, like, you know what I'm saying, with all that's going on in Miami, you know what I'm saying, from the Kodaks to the Jack Boys to the T-Pains and Rosses, where do you think Curly J fits in? What is it that Curly J brings to the game that ain't already there?
To be honest, we all have our Jack Boys. We all have our, you know, even our Rick Rosses and stuff. But one thing that I believe sticks out heavily in me is the fact that the grind mode. I want to meet the next artist from whatever neighborhood. It doesn't even matter. You could be from, you know, the suburb area. Like, if you got talent and you hot, and you're already in the studio dropping heat, you know, that's what really sticks me out is going to find these artists. I mean, I do believe that, you know, everyone wants to see fame, everybody wants to see riches, everybody wants to be part of a movement, you know, but what are we doing to self-teach people, you know, like teach people how to do shit on their own? And that's, you know, one big thing that sticks out is that I'm a teacher. I want to teach people how to be bigger. I've learned to become bigger and, you know, put other artists on that platform or on that pedestal. And, you know, they grow from that point on their own. So I believe that's what sticks out the most. You know, in due time, I hope, you know, people recognize my work and you know, respect the craft. But I think it's inevitable. You know, I'm going to be bigger than most think just because of that very reason that, you know, I'm very open into helping.
That's facts. That's big facts. Yeah, and they definitely need more people like you out there doing that. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
On me. So, like, you know what I'm saying? It's 2022. You feel me? What? It's August. You know what I'm saying? What Curly J been up to? Any albums, singles, mixtapes, EP dropping?
Yeah, man, you know, this year has been, I've been strictly focused on the first half of the year, on just singles. I've always been the type that I'm reckless when I do dropping, because I just drop a album, I'll just drop a fucking mixtape, I'll just drop a body of work without thinking about it. Like, so this time around, this year around, starting this year, I was like, let me drop some singles. And I did. I dropped my first three singles, and they did amazing numbers. You know, people paid attention. It let me know which way I needed to drive also as well, because I was dropping bodies of work, and people were missing songs. Me dropping these singles, it was easier to show, like, where the crowd was going. So now, this end of the year, you know, I felt like I should have dropped more singles, but now I got to do what I do, and that's drop bodies of work. And I got a little EP coming out. We're gonna call it Streetlight. Should be dropping maybe December, November. You know, we still haven't like agreed on a date yet. I've been working on this album for so long, and know, I made it such less tracks compared to, I usually drop 21 tracks, so I made it like 6-7 tracks this time around, so the quality can, you know, pretty much, you know, define itself over the quantity pretty much.
That's dope. That's dope. You feel me? For real, for real. I definitely feel you on that. You know what I mean? So look, hey, we finna play this game, all right?
Okay.
All right, look, I'm gonna name some of the what I think is some of your dopest tracks, and you know what I'm saying. You tell me what it was like making the song, the concept of the song, who produced it, features, etc., etc. All right.
Yes, sir.
So you got a song called Promises that I think is hella dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was the concept and how that song was made? How that song come about?
It's funny. It's one of the only. I have three videos up, and one of the three videos I have up is Promises. And Promises, it came about, I have a very, very dope music engineer and producer. His name is Purple Genesis. And Purple Genesis, he creates these masterpiece beats, right? And he sent me a pack. And I was like, damn, this is dope, this is dope, this is dope. And then I found this one beat, and I was like, man, you got to do something different with this. It's hot, but you got to do something different with it, you know? So he, you know, him being the producer he is, he could have been like, you know, pay me for my time. And he didn't. So that's where our chemistry kind of really bonded and molded into it, into what it is now. And so, yeah, Promises. It became out of nowhere just something because I like kind of wanted to let my producer, that engineer, know like, hey, like, you know, I'm gonna hold this shit down and this is gonna be like, you know, if we keep this shit going, you producing and me rapping, I believe we're gonna take this to another level. And we have hella new work coming, beautiful tracks together. We were working with different people. We're starting to get into the label and the marketing stuff, you know, so we're wetting our feet and with, you know, starting to work with labels and stuff. But that's all for, you know, another day.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, this next song, bro, I think it's one of my favorites of yours, bro. When you sent it to me, like, I swear to God, I had this song repeat for like 70 days straight. No cap. Okay. The song is called No Fronts.
Okay, yeah. So what's crazy is
that shit hard as fuck.
No Fronts was recorded in 2010.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I dropped in 2017, 2016, only because I was really on some street shit at the time, right? So like, I wasn't really into the music. I was into recording people and engineering, but like once I was done with that shit, I had a set amount of time. I made my little bread and I went back onto the streets and I did my shit. And it's an amazing song. Shout out to my nigga Smiles Official, man. Fucking official as fuck. Hey, he blessed me with the feature number one and number two. At the time, he would always tell me, man, you need to get your, you know, your dumb ass in the studio, man. You need to stop thinking about this, popping the Zans, doing this and doing that. Get your ass in the studio. And he would get upset with me for a certain amount of days. Mind you, him being my big brother, I would be upset that he would be upset with me because I was like, damn, you know, he's looking out. Not a lot of niggas do that. Like, you know, show that love and passion and no homo pause. You feel me? So No Fronts, you know, I kind of like took serious the craft. That's when I like was like, you know, I need to get in the studio. I booked with his studio, the one that he was going to. So we went out to the studio and, you know, pretty much, damn, that beat. Shout out to my nigga Obi, Weeks. Hey, shout out my nigga Obi, man. He has a lot of records we putting together too. He's another producer out of Miami, Florida. He made that beat. And we were very young at the time, so shout out my nigga Obi. He has great beats now. But we, you know, I had that beat pretty much locked in, and Smiles was just like, yo, put something on. and I recorded something. I had that on. I already wrote to it, so we put it on. He has his engineer in there. Shout out to Audi Medici. Y'all can find him on Instagram too. Shout out to Audi, man, brother, humble as hell. He recorded us, and man, we took that track, and you know, we made no fronts, dog. I mean, I'm just talking like, you know, what the song says. Coming with the money, no fronts. Don't step in my spot, no fronts. You feel me? So
and that shit go hard.
At the time, you know, like, you know, we coming with that shit.
That's what's up. Hey, that's definitely one of my favorites, bro. Coming from you on some real shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, like, you know what I'm saying? You doing shows, you know what I'm saying? What is some of the crowd favorites that, like, get the crowd going? Or, like, what is some of the records you have that the crowd look for you to perform?
So a lot of the records that I have that a lot of people, a lot of the crowds that they look for are more of my more serious tone, because I go and perform not at strip clubs, but I like weed events, you know, little like small like parties pretty much. Not where you're at a part, not where you're at, like, at a club drinking. Don't get me wrong, I got my music rod. You know, but with the question you asked was for the crowd, what moves the crowd, and that would be the more lyrical stuff, kind of like the one verse takeoffs, because, like, I guess people just fuck with the lyricalness, and I have, like, this rugged flow with it, so it doesn't sound like I'm just mellowed out, or, you know, like, I'm just, like, kind of in a sad type of mindset, like, it's rugged, it sounds like, you know, I have flow with it, and it's aggressive, it's sharp, so I guess people pay more attention to that than my little hooky things, you know, the more melodic songs, just because, you know, I'm spitting, you know, they like hearing that facts, you know, like they want to hear that shit.
That's what's up. Cause like, bro, like when you say the comparison to Wayne, like, bro, like you know how most people be like, yo, Wayne this, Wayne that, and you could tell when a nigga is literally imitating someone. Like, I think you definitely got it naturally. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could see where motherfucker would say Wayne, you know what I'm saying, as far as the influence.
Because, you know, Wayne, I'm going to be honest with you. Wayne was, like, my first favorite rapper was 50 Cent.
Damn, that's what's up.
Like, I was G-Unit, you feel me? I was G-Unit before I was Young Money.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I was listening to Banks. I was listening to Tony Yayo. I was listening to 50, of course, you feel me? But, you know, it's songs like Piggy Bank from 50 Cent, you know, that, like, that give me that fucking aggression, that anger, you feel me, that drive. And it was until Lil Wayne came, and then, you know, because, you know, like, the bars were, like, hard when people were rapping and stuff. But Wayne put it in a way where it was, like, stupid creative, you know? So that's what drove me into, like, you know, like, so that's probably, like, where I get that aggression from, is, like, the G-Unit side. And then the more creative, metaphoric, you know, like, trying to drop hard bars is coming from, like, you know, where I was inspired in the Wayne, you know?
That's dope. That's dope, for real, for real. You feel me? So, like, you know what I'm saying? You say Wayne inspired you. Like, who introduced you to Wayne? And what was one of the first songs you heard from Wayne? Did you hear Weezy F Baby mixtape Wayne? Or did you hear Wayne early on, The Block Is Hot Wayne?
No, yeah. I was, like, pretty much, I did not catch on to Lil Wayne and Hot Boys, I'll tell you that much. I pretty much caught on to him. So, when I was young, I was, like, 6, 5 years old. I know motherfuckers running around in their motherfucking boxes watching cartoons and shit. I don't know why I put on 106 and Park, MTV, TRL. And so whatever was coming on, that was like my first ounce of hip-hop, because I live in a Spanish household. So that meaning is saying that I, you know, my parents listen to Spanish music. They listen to bachata, they listen to salsa, they listen to their little, you know, slow Spanish music. I ain't never come from a hip-hop family household, you know? So it was just me scrolling through the channels, and I was like, damn, that's some, in my head, just saying, that's some gangster shit.
Yeah. So,
you know, I was just, that caught my attention, and I would say Go DJ was the first song that I ever heard from Lil Wayne, but it wasn't like where I was like, damn, I fuck with Wayne, you feel me? It was until I heard Sky's the Limit where I was like, you know, damn, he, you know, he went in on that shit. Like, the sky's the limit, that dealio, you know. And I used to rock, like I said, I was from the street, so I knew a few Crips, I knew a few Bloods, and the Crips was like, yo, I don't fuck with Wayne's music, but that sky's the limit, you know. That shit made me separate that shit. So when I heard that, and it kind of opened my mind, like, damn, I don't ever have to be a part of this gang shit. Music is definitely, you know, something that, like, you know, it's a higher energy. It's something that runs the world, and it'll probably make motherfuckers come together. You feel me?
That's dope. That's dope, bro. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, speaking of 106 in part, you know what I mean? Like, from back in the day to now, the way we conceive and get introduced to the music is totally different. Like, when an album dropped, and you know what I'm saying, we'll get the word on it. However we get the word on it, we literally had to get up out the house, go to Woo Out the Band mom and pop store and cop the CD or album. You know what I'm saying? Compared to what it is now, where it's just at a click of a button. You know what I'm saying? You got the whole, you dig. So, like, what's your take on that? On that right there? You think that's a, like, pro or con in a sense? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think it hurts the game?
Yeah, I think it's both, bro. Both a pro and a con. I come from the time where I had to go cop the Carter 3, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you don't know about the Carter 3, it's one of the most legendary time of hip-hop in history just because a million copies sold in a week, you know? I mean, I don't want to keep glorifying Wayne on this shit because it's my fucking interview, you feel me? But, like, yo, dog, like, you feel me, bro? Like, that, just seeing that, it made me want to be that type of person that, damn, I got as much as a million people around the world that if I say on Tuesday, August, whatever, I'm a fucking drop, and you're going to make time out of your motherfucking day to go. So, I miss that, you know. There was more of a passion for music, you know. Like, now, it is easily accessible, which is a great thing. You can just pull out the phone, and I can just talk to you word of mouth right here. Look, hey, 30 seconds, I pulled it out. Give me your number, I'll send it to you right here, you know. So, that is good. That's good, because sometimes, you know, back in the days, you run into a producer, engineer, or, you know, an artist somewhere. How are you going to show them? You got to spit some shit. Which, again, that was beneficial because it'll let you know motherfuckers got raw talent or not. You know, they got to spit a freestyle right then and there. But it's easier now to market yourself and, you know. But I believe that I would have been more happier trying to, you know, like, nowadays, motherfuckers just want to be full-on independent. You get me? It's not, there's nothing wrong with being independent after signing to a label, if that makes any fucking sense.
I feel you.
Like, nowadays, people aren't worried about getting signed to The Rock, or getting signed to Interscope, or getting signed to, you get what I'm saying? Everybody just trying to do it on their own terms, and that's cool. I really fuck with that. I'm independent as hell. People will tell you, you know, labels will tell you, I turn them down all the time. You know, I'm still independent to this day, but, you know, no one has offered me a deal where, like, it's like, you know, pretty much works out for me.
I feel you. I definitely feel you on that. It's just crazy because
I want to go back to what you was telling me, because, you know, you was telling me having it, streaming it on the platforms and stuff, you know, and all that, you know. Again, it's dope because now you get to hear, like, let's just say you are a label, and then you see a young person on the rise, and they got that, you're going to snatch that up, you get what I'm saying? And that's all because of what the, you know, like, the accessibility of shit now. So I'll tell you, I'll be honest, I love it. I love that now because it's easier for me to network and connect with people. But, you know, I believe we're missing a hustle and grind nowadays that back in the day artists had to do.
I feel you because, like, you know what I mean? It's not like having the actual CD in your hand, reading a booklet. Like, I think that's the part that I miss, honestly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Reading everybody's names on there And some people will put the lyrics on there sometimes. You can read through the lyrics, you know. That definitely was a good time of you know, for hip hop pretty much.
Yeah, for real, for real. So I mean, but back to you though, like, when was it, you know what I'm saying, when you actually noticed, like, hey, you know what, I got it. This is what I want to be. I'm actually a dope rapper. Was there a specific time and day where, you know what I'm saying, you just looked to yourself and was like, yo, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life?
When I was in 10th grade, I used to drop Facebook freestyles and shit. At that time, 2 years had already passed, so I was already recording a lot of people and stuff like that. So I kind of already had like my little buzz going around, and like the school knew I would do my little freestyles and shit. I guess you would say one of the jocks. Like, you know, one of those kids, they think they're cool, they're one of the popular kids or whatever, I don't know, whatever they got going on in their head. They came up to me, and I was with my peoples, and, you know, they was like, "Oh, ain't you that kid that rapped on Facebook? Oh, yeah, your ass." I never even took that the wrong way, which is funny as hell when he said that shit, but, you know, I never took that the wrong way when he said that, right? It let me know people like was watching, and I didn't give a fuck who was watching. So that's when I said, "Oh yeah, you know, good or bad publicity, motherfucker got publicity." You feel me? Niggas is talking about me. They willing to say something to me in school and say it out loud. You feel me? So that day kind of let me know, like it kind of set the tone, like you got that shit, bruh.
Hey, that's what's up, you know what I mean? I mean, if that person could see you now, I definitely agree that buddy probably have a change of thought or a change
Hey,
of.
you know what's funny, dog? Me and that person became really good friends. He actually passed away. Rest in peace, Willie. You know, I don't really like talking about the dead too much, but hey, I met him. I seen him that day, but I ain't meet him till after high school. So it was definitely dope, you know, to show, like, you know, for him to be like, "Nah, I was fucking with you that day, my nigga. Like, that shit was dope." You know, like he pretty much had remorse for me. He kind of apologized type shit, you feel me?
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Cause you know what I mean? Like, you definitely up there, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Especially on that Miami shit. Miami never lost its touch. You know what I'm saying? When Miami, I think Miami started getting that buzz like around late 90s. You know what I'm saying? Led by JT Money, Trick Daddy, Uncle Luke type shit. You feel me? And it's like Miami just really like it helped open the doors along with Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta, Texas. You know what I'm saying? But Miami had they run. You know what I'm saying? Miami had a good run.
It had a good run, and right now is on a crazy run, you know. And it ain't just Miami, it's Florida in general, you know. Now it ain't just for Miami anymore, it's for the state of Florida and everybody in here, you know. Everybody just gotta show love, everybody gotta be, you know, united, stay together, you feel me? I know niggas gonna keep doing fuck shit, but we separate the real and the fake ones, and we gonna prosper.
That's facts. That's big facts. Shout out to the whole Florida. Shout out to the Miami D. Curly J definitely holding it down. So, hey, like, you know what I'm saying? And so, besides the music, you got anything else going on?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Vacay Exotics. We got our We got our pretty much our own weed line, weed strain. It's called Vacay Exotics, Vacay Exotics online, Instagram. You know, follow us. You know, we didn't touch people like Hot Boy, people like Nori, people like Jadakiss, you know. Pretty much, you know, you name it, we've touched bases with people. And that's the next biggest thing, you know, just showing people we got that pressure while we rapping, you know, like, you know, we some hot young niggas rapping, and on top of that, we smoking good, you feel me? So
That's dope.
other than that, that's part pretty much what I got going on.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So I mean, like, and you say you're independent, you know what I'm saying? You don't have a label, or you looking to manage artists or anything?
No, yeah, I don't got no label. I don't have no label yet. I definitely do. You know me, I work with every artist I possibly could find. You know, shout out Peso Bill. That's one of my youngins. He doing his thing, man. He working hard, man. Every night in the studio. Like, if I had the time to do it the way he do it, man, I would. Shout out to you, man. Keep fucking pushing. Other than that, bro, you know, I like I said, bro, I got these two albums coming out, Street Life, and then I dropped a mixtape on SoundCloud called Featured, and I'm gonna do an official release called Feature Volume 2. So pretty much just putting, again, showing everybody, like, yo, I'm the, like, not the hottest nigga in the city, but I can fucking make music with whoever the fuck you want to name. You know, I can go with him, I can go over there, I can go over here, I go to this hood, I go to that hood. I still got clean face, my face card good, you feel me? So that's what I'm continuing to show. Like I said, I'm not really for the fame, it's just me trying to show everybody we got growth between all of us, you feel me? And we gonna keep rising above, dog, you
That's
know?
what's up. That's what's up. So, hey, your album Street Life, is there any special features, crazy productions on there people could look forward to?
We haven't gathered all that together though. Right now the only features I pretty much got on there, I want to say The Real Unico, Smiles Official, Hobby Day. And those are all unofficial. Like, that's like, we still working on the album heavily. I might just throw that onto the second album and just, you know, solo out the EP album. So, like, you know, we still in the works of how we gonna, because like I said, we started marketing and pretty much getting things together. So the way things are working, that's how we working, you know.
That's facts. That's facts. That's dope. So, hey, anybody want to feature, want to work, want to chat it up with you? You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out your social media.
Man, shout out. I want to give a big fucking shout out to topmixtapes.com, man. When they nobody fucking believed in me, they fucking believed in me, dog. Topmixtapes.com, man. They gave me the motherfucking honor to work with Dave East, and I didn't get no feature from him. He just hosted a fucking album together, put track, like, he heard a bunch of tracks and he was like, all right, these are the hottest tracks and I want them on that motherfucking album. But shout out to Top Mixtapes for getting that shit done together. As long as my motherfucking music being heard, that's what matters. Other than that, Vacay Exotics. Shout out to Drink Champ Sports. Shout out my nigga Paul, man. Drink Champ Sports, if y'all don't know, man, they coming up very, very soon, man. Those my peoples. Shout out Crazy Hood, EFN. Damn, I mean, there's a list of motherfuckers I could go through, and if I miss out, man, y'all know I love y'all anyways, dog. And shout out to you, Chris, man, for fucking making things happen, man. This shit definitely gonna give a different spotlight for me, dog. And you already know, man. I really don't do shit like this because I hate talking to people, and you know, I'm very low key under the radars. I don't want people to know my next move, but when you ask, I gotta do it because you've always looked out, so.
Oh yeah, no problem, no problem. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, what's your Instagram and stuff, your Facebook, your email, so they, you know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
everybody can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, whatever that is. Like, you know, whatever you want to find me on, pretty much. Curly_J23. And then on streaming platforms, you can find me on Spotify, Apple, Tidal, you know, whatever you got. Curly J, CURLY space JAY. I got a song with Drink Champ Sports out right now, Public Enemy. If you haven't heard that, you gotta go fucking get it. Other than that, man, Chris, you already know it's a blessing.
For sure, for sure. Hey, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna hold you up. You know what I mean? Just to wrap it up, for those that's tuning in, you got any encouraging words for them? For those that are trying to get in the game and accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished?
Yeah, stay true to yourself. No matter what, always be confident about what you're doing. That shit might sound like ass at first, but then when you start, pretty much putting shit together, you start realizing that that same beat that you thought sounded like ass is gonna be your number one hit. Always stay focused, always have that right energy, and you know, I want to say smoke that weed and stay away from them pills, man.
Hey, on me. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, I don't even smoke a drink. You feel me? But yeah. I feel you. But I definitely feel you, man. Salute you, man. Once again, it's definitely an honor to have you on the show. You know what I mean? The big the partner, best. Curly J.
Yes, sir. Number love.
For sure, for sure. Definitely got to get you out here. You know what I mean? Come to some events, you know what I'm saying? Get you rocking this shit.
And you know they only going to find this shit on the Express Show, son.
Big facts. Shout out to Pandora. Shout out to iHeartRadio. You know what I'm saying? Definitely lit.
Yes, sir, man. Family.
All up. For sure, yo. I'm going to definitely rock out with you, my dude.
Yes, sir.
All right. For sure, yo. Peace out. Yo, there you have it. Dope interview with the partner Curly J holding it down for the Miami, Florida area. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a dope artist. You feel me? Got a lot going on. Street Life album coming soon. Go cop that. You know what I'm saying? Public Enemy single out right now. You know what I'm saying? Definitely dope. You dig me? Hey, you already know what it is. Signing out. Smith on the Smith Express Show. Let's get it. Yeah.